I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, Monday, April 11th. In early evening, look for the waxing crescent moon close to the Pleiades star cluster. The Pleiades looks like a tiny misty dipper of six little stars.
The Pleiades are also called the Seven Sisters. This star cluster marks the shoulder of the constellation Taurus, the bull. Every month, as the moon loops through the constellations of the zodiac, it routinely passes the Pleiades cluster. Though there's a conjunction between the moon and Pleiades every month, the phase of the moon is different every time.
For instance, when the moon and Pleiades shine together in November, the moon is always full, or close to full. A full moon pairs with the Pleiades only in the late autumn for us in the northern hemisphere. That would be late spring in the southern hemisphere.
At this time of year, April, it's always a waxing crescent moon that passes the Pleiades cluster. The waxing crescent is near the Pleiades in spring for the northern hemisphere, which is the same as autumn south of the equator. So whether it's spring or autumn for you now, no matter where you are on Earth, look outside on this April evening for the moon and the tiny dipper-shaped Pleiades star cluster.
Be sure to look early. The moon and Pleiades set a few hours after dark. To see a sky chart of tonight's sky, come to earthsky.org. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.